Is it the end? NCIF is a firm that examines our cultural addiction to systematic violence and environmental exploitation, and probes the resulting epidemic of poison landscapes and shell-shock nations. Based in part of Endgame, the best-selling book by Derek Jensen, NCIF asks, if your homeland was invaded by aliens who cut down the forest, poisoned the water and air, and contaminated the food supply, will you resist? NCIF is currently in production. There is the trailer of NCIF. This is an extract of the regions.
If Nazis or other fascists took over North America, what would we all do? What would we do if they implemented Mussolini's definition of fascism? Fascism should more appropriately be called corporatism because it's a merger of state and corporate power. What if this occupied country called itself a democracy, but most everyone understood elections to be shams, with citizens allowed to choose between different wings of the same fascist, or following Mussolini, corporate party? What if anti-government activity was opposed by stormtroopers and secret police? Would you fight back? If there already existed a resistance movement, would you join it? Would you resist if the fascists irradiated the countryside, poisoned food supplies, made rivers unfit for swimming, and so filthy you wouldn't even dream of drinking from them anymore? If fascists systematically deforested the continent, would you join an underground army of resistance, head to the forests, and from there to boardrooms in the halls of the Reichstag to pick off the occupying deforesters, and most especially those who give them the marching orders? Give me a threshold, give me a specific point at which you finally take a stand. If you can't or won't give that threshold, why not?
You're doing a project called NCIF. Can you talk just a bit about how you was inspired by reading Derek Jensen? Because the entire project is based on the ideas of Derek Jensen.
Well, in a way, like they take his ideas and as a baseline, right? But I'm also talking to other people like John Zerzan and others about how their ideas relate to that. But I mean, the main thing is it's a form of validation. I knew, and a lot of people know, and it's no big secret, that the only way that we're going to save what's left is if we stop the machine we call capitalism. And not just capitalism, because state-sponsored socialism would have prevailed over capitalism, then we would have had to slay that, because that had the same sort of problems regarding growth or eternal growth, which is basically they both needed that to in order to continue surviving. But again, like once I saw him speak and I read the books, I know, like, I knew exactly where he was coming from. I had these ideas, but I had never spent doing the research or writing like the way he did. And he very intelligently articulated the fact that we can't win a war of reform with when the rules have been made so that we can't win. So if we can't change, we can't reform the system, so we have to throw the system out. We got to stop it, we got to destroy it, however you want to call it. That's basically the thing that we have to do. And it's very hard to talk about because people realize that there's limits to free speech. There's certain amounts of speech that will be criminalized if you take things to a certain level. And so what I'm trying to do is push my own personal boundaries around that and say as much as I possibly can, feel comfortable with, and maybe enter into areas where I'm not comfortable talking about it, but actually doing it, about what needs to be done. And I think that sooner than later, people are just going to have to normalize this revolutionary talk and actually build a movement of resistance that does what needs to be done. Otherwise, we're just going to be living in Venus.